I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wrapping up here on Take Command, little draft peek here at the end coming off of Combine Week. Everyone's doing their mock drafts, and we wanted to go through one by our pal Dane Brugler of The Athletic because it was super interesting on a lot of fronts. It starts, Logan, the same way that basically every mock draft from every insider is starting now. It seems like the Giants are going to make a trade up to one. They're going to trade with Tennessee, and they're going to take Cam Ward, the quarterback, out of Miami.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things, like, when I haven't done a ton of quarterback evaluation in this draft because, again, like, the Commanders don't need it, so I'm going to waste all my time doing that. Right. But in the limited evaluation that I've done of Cam Ward, he seems like he's definitively in a different tier than Shedeur Sanders. I know. Yes. They've been kind of clumped together since the beginning, and I really think this – and that's how – and this is one of those things where, like, you watch a lot of film, you kind of feel that way as you're going through it, and then after the draft when all the agents meet and stuff – that becomes kind of the definitive piece of information. And so I do think also it shows kind of how desperate New York is and that staff is to kind of maintain and keep their jobs. And so if there's one guy that can turn it around for you in this draft at the quarterback spot, it definitely feels like it's Cam Ward. So I actually would agree with this on the limited eval that I've done. I haven't done my big board yet and all that stuff, but this makes a lot of sense to me. And it, you know, like if Tennessee stayed and picked, I think that's also something very viable. But I do think you sense and feel the urgency from New York in this situation.
For sure. And if I'm Tennessee and I'm not sold on Cam Ward, this is such an easy decision for me. Yeah. Like if you think Cam Ward's the guy, you should take him, because that's why you have the number one overall draft pick, is take a quarterback. But if they're like, I don't know, just get a good football player, and then you're probably bad again. And then maybe next year you're back in the same spot. And that's kind of what Houston did, right? They took Stingley, who's yeah. now one of the better corners in all the league, and then they were bad again. And then, you know, and especially, like, I know they probably feel the heat locally in Nashville, just like the Texans probably felt it locally. But, like, all due respect, you're the Titans, you're a little bit off the national radar. Like, yeah. It actually buys you a time that, by the way, a team like the Giants don't have. The Giants can't just sit back and be like, because the pressure is so high on them. But if you can sit back for a year and start, I mean, for them, I don't know if they do Levis again, but in Houston, it was Davis Mills, and they were like, yeah, we'll give him a couple years. And then they wind up with CJ, and then off they go. They hit the ground running immediately. So I think it's not a bad play to get Travis Hunter, obviously, for them, or Abdul Carter if Cleveland goes another direction. Because I think that's the other interesting thing here about this. Most people still have Cleveland taking a quarterback with Shedeur at two, but there's also a lot of teams that seem to like they're out on Shedeur. There's a lot of mixed stuff coming out on him. And they're also, Dane was saying yesterday on their show that he thinks there's some teams that are going to have Shedeur as quarterback three in this draft. So the gap between Cam and Shedeur might be bigger than Shedeur and the next guy. So if you could see him as it is in this draft falling out of the top 10 entirely.
Yeah, and that's something that I think makes a little bit of sense to me. And just from what you're hearing, you know, coming out of the combine, that people weren't that impressed with him. So it makes a lot of sense. And I think when you look at Abdul Carter, like, if he's not the first pick, he definitely should be the second pick. And him going to Cleveland like that, and they keep Myles Garrett somehow, like, I don't know how you throw the football on that team, because you got two guys who are really dynamic rushing the passer, right? I think the other thing interesting is Travis Hunter. You know, had a couple conversations with people who still are having a hard time classifying and quantifying what he does, you know, because they're like, in a normal, if he was just a receiver, he wouldn't be a top 10 player. If he's just a corner, is he a top 10 player? And that was an interesting conversation to have with people. And because he's doing both, he's a top three, he's top five player. So I think That's an interesting kind of, we've talked about that a little bit, but
yeah, I think it's worth mentioning though, there are some of the analyst types that I talked to that came on the show that are like, that dude would be the number one corner for me in this draft by a lot. So like there are mixed reviews on him, especially as a corner, that and people that think that he's like a dude at that outside corner position.
And that's what I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing with that, but I do think there seems to be a slight disconnect. And I think it's because of his technical inefficiencies at the position between NFL people that I talk to and, you know, like media people that I talk to. So
interesting. Just
take that nugget.
Interesting. So Hunter goes three in this one. Armand Membu, first tackle off the board, first O-lineman off the board. He goes four to the Patriots instead of Will Campbell, who goes five to Jacksonville. I feel like that was another thing coming out of the week. There's just a lot more people that think Membu is definitely a tackle. Campbell might be a guard. And he's a freak athletically. And even though he's young, he's only 20 years old, he's super mature on and off the field. So like, what is there not to like?
Yeah, and just, again, seeing, this is one of the things about the combine that is probably a pro and a con, is seeing them next to each other. It's like,
yeah, you mentioned this on the show earlier in the week.
Yeah, one of these guys looks like an NFL tackle. One of them doesn't. And Armand Membu just fit the bill, right? He measured well, he ran well, he moved well, and he's big. He's huge. He's thick in the torso. He's got big arms, big bones. So I think that's one of the pros maybe of coming out of the combine for him, is that people got to see him next to the other big time guys, and he just looks the part.
For sure. Ashton Jeanty at six to Vegas. That's interesting for sure. Mason Graham, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, to the Jets at seven. Shamar Stewart, who in our PFF inspired mock that we did, somehow fell to the Commanders at 29 in our mock draft 1.0. We told you that was not going to happen. Here he goes eight to Carolina. Tyler Warren, tight end out of Penn State, goes nine to New Orleans. And then Tyler Booker, guard. This probably is not going to happen because this Dane did this a couple days ago, and now all of a sudden, Tooney and Jackson have been traded for. But it tells you what kind of talent Tyler Booker is, the guard out of Alabama at 10.
And I think it shows you also the value of the meeting, because his film's good. He's a good football player, and again, he was my highest rated interior player for sure. But every single person that talked with him, that came out of a meeting with him, just said he is the teammate. He's the best teammate in this class. He's the best leader at the offensive line position outside of maybe Will Campbell. And that's where you see the value of that intangible stuff showing up in the meetings.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I think.
All right. 11 through 21. This is so interesting. Yeah. Mykael Williams, edge out of Georgia, goes 11 to San Francisco. Tet McMillan, he's your first receiver off the board, 12 to the Cowboys, playing opposite of CeeDee Lamb. Nick Amanawori, safety from South Carolina, 13 to Miami. Hearing Dane talk about him on their show, Dane clearly got some intel that teams love this dude. The competitiveness, the intelligence, on top of the fact that he was the freak of all freaks from a size, weight, speed standpoint.
Yeah, and I'm still kind of on the fence with him with regards to the film, in my opinion. Like, there's, and it's probably a little bit of like stereotype. You see a big dude, I want him to violently want to hit people. But you, in terms of movement skills, it's all there on film. He can play man coverage. He's got good instincts in the pass game. He fits runs well. He's a decent tackler in space. Don't watch the Alabama game. It's his worst game of the year. He looks terrible in that game. But other games over the course of this year, you see that ability. And I don't know, man. He's special. He's a unicorn special. And so obviously, like, this seems a little bit a touch high for me personally. But again, when you see an athlete like that and the film supports it, it makes a little bit of sense, I think.
Yeah, especially when you hear Dane talk about like his teammates, the way they talked about him. Like, yeah. I think there's a tight end from South Carolina in this yeah. draft, and Dane was talking to him at the combine, and he was basically like, yeah, playing that dude in practice was terrible. Like, he's so smart. He's always where he needs to be, communicates really well. So there's just a ton of stuff to like for Nick Amanawori, someone who in a lot of mocks was around for Washington to pick at 29. Here he goes 13. Colston Loveland, tight end, Michigan, goes 14 to Indianapolis. Jalen Walker, edge, goes to the Falcons. They finally get an edge. Donovan Ezeraku, edge, he goes to the Cardinals. Will Johnson, corner, to the Bengals. Jahad Campbell, linebacker, to the Seahawks. Mike Green, edge, goes to Tampa, which just feels right from the uniform. Like, that dude's like a big, angry dude, and he's going to play for the Bucks. Of course he is. Omarion Hampton, the running back out of UNC, to the Broncos at 20. I think that's going to be a very popular mock selection. And then Shador winds up going 21, and that's how Pittsburgh solves their quarterback problem. Shador to the Steelers.
Yeah, and I just think it's interesting kind of like how deep this defensive class is. You know, the ability for Ezeraku to rush the passer, for Walker to rush the passer. Like, again, I'm a little bit out on Walker at the moment because he measured really unusual. He's under 6'2". He's about 240 pounds. He's got short arms, but the juice is in film, right? So it shows up there. And to see Mike Green going again outside the top 15 feels right to me personally. But again, he's going to be a dynamic pass rusher. Jahad Campbell can rush the passer. And then have the second running back go at 20 is also kind of surprising. But again, I think it just speaks to the positions of strength, defensive line and running back in this class.
For sure. And there's no offensive lineman in that group. So, like, you have the couple, you have, or I should say the three, Membu, Campbell, and Booker go in the top 10. But now all of a sudden you got the linemen that are getting pushed down, and that's going to create an interesting situation for Washington at 29. 22, Matthew Golden is and his 4.29 40 going to the Chargers. The wide receiver from Texas, Derek Harmon, defensive tackle to Green Bay. Kelvin Banks, the tackle, maybe guard, from Texas to the Vikings. Gary Zabel, one of the best interior linemen in this draft. Played a lot of center, might be a guard. He goes to the Houston Texans. Emeka Egbuka, God, if he goes to the Rams, that just feels so Ramsey.
It'd be perfect for them.
Just like the most professional receiver in the draft, and he's going to go play for Sean. Of course he is.
And he plays like both those guys. He plays like Cooper Kupp in his prime. He plays like Puka Nacua. Like that. Like, I remember watching, I was like, this is, if he goes to L.A., that, like, that's where he should go. That's where he should live, because he's a heck of a football player.
Jahdae Barron, speedster, DB, he goes to the Ravens at 27. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, to the Lions at 28, which means your guy, Logan, Josh Simmons, falls, the tackle from Ohio State, all the way down to 29 for Washington. Real quick, just to round it out, Maxwell Hairston and his 4.2, whatever he ran, 4.2 840, to the Bills. Josh Connerly, tackle from Oregon, to the Chiefs. And then Walter Nolan, defensive tackle, would replace Milton Williams for the Eagles. But if, like, this is both encouraging and discouraging, I think, on the Josh Simmons front. It's encouraging because, hey, maybe the Commanders have a shot at the guy who you think might be the best pure tackle in this class. But the only reason he's getting this far is because the medical clearly scared some teams if Dane's dropping him this low.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, is like, I would defer to Dane because he's really dialed in and really connected. But, you know, anybody you talk to, like any scouts, front office people, like, I say, who's the best tackle? It's like, oh, Josh Simmons. Like, that's kind of definitive. So obviously, if he's here at 29, I'm really happy, but I'm also a little bit, my heart's kind of doing a little flutter because I'm like, well, where's he at with the medical if he's here? Does he need a red shirt for a year? What's the development look like? Is he ever going to be back to that same athlete that he was before? I don't know, but this is awesome. This would be awesome for the Washington Commanders because he reminds me of Darisaw. He reminds me of, you know, kind of that the movement skills of Trent. Like, they're not the same player, but like, that's the kind of athlete that he is. And so of all these guys we just talked about, I think Membu could be special at tackle. I also think Josh Simmons could be special at tackle. So for their command, and again, like, Connerly goes 31, so obviously both those guys are still here. I think both those guys would be excellent selections for Washington, no doubt. But if I had a preference of maybe anybody in this whole class, it'd probably be Membu or Josh Simmons. So for him to be here at 29, I think is a pretty fantastic thing, especially given all that conversation we just about had about how hard it is to find elite offensive linemen in free agency.
For sure. And it's worth mentioning, there's a couple other tackles that are also available, including like his teammate, Donovan Jackson, who, yeah, when I asked Lance Zierlein, like, of these guard tackle guys, if you had to bet on one to play tackle, he's like, I'd bet on Jackson. Like, I know he played a ton of guard, but like, I think that dude's a tackle. And so there are some evaluators that have been doing this a long time that really think he is a legit bona fide starting NFL tackle, and he's still available as well. So if the board falls like this and the Commanders have their choice of tackles at 29, there are a lot worse ways that this can go for Washington. I think you'd love to have maybe some of the edge guys still available. And Dane has a run in the teens, but if that pushes down a bunch of O linemen, sick. Go get your left tackle, move Coleman inside, and that be that. That's our show for today. We'll be back next week. We don't really know when. We're going to see how some of this first day of free agency pans out. Obviously, Monday is when the league year, the tampering period opens, so guys can sign. On Wednesday is when the league year officially opens, so I could say guys can agree on Monday, sign on Wednesday. Trades can go through, including the Debo trade, and that happens at 4 o'clock. Lucky me, I host a radio show that starts then. I'll catch y'all on the radio between now and then. Again, on the team 980, 4 to 7 for the Hoffman Show. You can also get more from Logan, Command Center podcast, and more from the Commanders. For Logan Paulson, I'm Craig Hoffman. We'll see you next time on Take Command.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.